598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is. It's time to let you shine, baby.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Get your shine on, get your shine on, get your shine on. You know we gon' make it.
Y'all know how we do, man. We just want to spread positivity in a negative world. Today for Shine, we brought in a young man who is letting our teens shine. And with the events that went on this week, you know we got to find some positivity about the teens that is going on right here in Charlotte, America. This man, he is called Dennis Reed. The name of his organization is Inspire the Fire.
Hi, Dennis.
What's up? What's up? Thank y'all for having me again.
Wanted to let you shine, man. First off, for the people who have been living under rock and they do not know what Inspire the Fire is, let them know.
First of all, where y'all been, okay? We've been here 16 years going strong. Inspire the Fire is only the littest youth organization in the city of Charlotte and, dare I say, the East Coast. So any young people who can sing, dance, act, step, visual arts, poetry, rap, or who don't have any artistic talent but just like being around creative energy, this is the place for you, 10 to 19. And so you get your artistic training and life skills training all in one place.
That's what's up. And how do you get involved with Inspire the Fire if you got a teen that is talented or you don't know that they may have a talent? Because Dennis will take them in. So how do you get involved?
Absolutely. So first of all, you visit us on our website, inspirethefire.org, where you can register for our upcoming semester. We're almost at the close of our fall semester. And then, of course, we'll get it popping again in January. So If you want to be a part, make sure you visit that website and register and hit us up on our Instagram account, Inspire the Fire.
Now, y'all are doing some big things in the city and around the nation.
Thank you.
Tell people exactly some of the activities that you all have participated in.
So, I mean, in the past, we've, of course, done America's Got Talent back in 2012, where we made it to the semifinals, and they called us the Urban Glee. We've been fortunate enough to perform for the DNC. We've also been fortunate enough to perform for Oprah Winfrey. And so we're continuing that great work, and of course, we put on huge shows right here in the city where we get about 300 young performers. But what I'm really, really excited about is this Friday, we're partnering with Jonathan Stewart for the Fall Ball.
Fall Ball.
Yep.
So Jonathan Stewart, former Carolina Panther.
Absolutely.
He teamed up with you to put together this Fall Ball.
Yeah, it's crazy because it was an unexpected partnership because, you know, you got football, you got athletics, and then you got the arts. And Jonathan just so happens to be both. He happens to be obviously an amazing athlete and an artist who plays the piano. And when he came to visit Inspire the Fire over the summer, he and his wife were so moved. And since then, he's done everything within his power to really, you know, take our exposure to the next level. So him and some of his former teammates from the Carolina Panthers is actually hosting a charity benefit at the Ritz-Carlton on Friday. So all of the young people in the program getting, you know, dressed up in the gowns, and we about to perform for the people.
So they're going
to
be performing, you know, with the gowns and everything and doing performances at the Fall Ball. That's dope.
Yeah,
that's
listen, really dope. I don't know if the Ritz is ready. Because we shutting it down on site.
You know what I was going to say, Dennis, man, you know, because the youth get such a bad rap, and not only in our city, but all around in all the cities, in a lot of the cities. So what you're doing for the youth, man, is really huge. So I just wanted to encourage you, man, to keep up the good work. It's really, you know, they don't put this kind of stuff on the news enough.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, they'll put some of this stuff on the news, you know, about your Fall Ball going down this Friday to show some of the youth and show them in a different light, man, because we got to.
And if you've never been around Inspire the Fire, the energy is crazy, the energy that you're going to feel from these youth as they perform and things like that. And the other thing that I absolutely love is they are a family. Yes. Like when you all come together, that, you know, a new student can walk in not knowing one of the other kids that's around. By the time they're done, they're going to know everybody and they are a big family. I absolutely love that about
Inspire the
Fire.
Well, I want to say thank you to you guys for always being a support. I mean, we've been in existence for 16 years, and dare I say that y'all been supporting us the whole time. So shout out to Power 98. Shout out to you, Jessica, and you, No Limit. Thank you guys so much for always holding us down. And the family vibe is so important, especially so that we can avoid tragedies like what we've experienced this week.
Yeah. Inspire the Fire. We can find out details on your website about the football.
Yes, inspirethefire.org. Visit us there. If you want to give, you can also key in itfbenefit.givesmart.com.
Okay. Dennis Reed, appreciate you this morning.
I appreciate Thank y'all.
Fall Ball Friday, Ritz-Carlton details on the website. We appreciate it. It'll be posted on our website as well at power98fm.com. Dennis, go on and shine, boy. Shine on